My guest at this time is former South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint. He is the current president and CEO of the Heritage Foundation. His brand new book is Falling in Love with America Again, and you can hear our conversation about many of the different principles he talks about in that book elsewhere on this site. For the next few minutes, we're going to get his thoughts on some of the hottest political debates going on in Washington and around the country. And, Senator, it's always good to have you with us. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Greg. I always enjoy being on your show.
Well, your first year and change as president of the Heritage Foundation has certainly been an eventful one. There were a lot of different battles in 2013, the partial government shutdown being first and foremost among them. There were many votes in the House that went along with what you were advocating in terms of the defunding of Obamacare. By the end of the year, when a new spending bill was on the table, you opposed it, and Speaker Boehner, who had gone along with a lot of those earlier votes on the government shutdown, essentially said that groups like yours were going too far, that you didn't really want deficit reduction because that's what the bill did. So how fierce is this fight between groups like yours and the establishment right now?
Well, it's always been fierce. And we pulled together a bunch of, I guess, old conservatives who used to work with Reagan, and they reminded us a couple of weeks ago, people like Ed Meese, who worked in the administration, that Reagan was always at battle with the Republican establishment, and because he had innovative ideas and he really wanted to challenge the status quo. So, yeah, there's going to be some battles. And the thing is that the bill that supposedly reduced the deficit actually blew spending up in the next 2 years with a promise of sometime in the future reducing spending again. Of course, that's what the sequester did. It supposedly was going to reduce spending, but they didn't want to reduce spending now. They keep promising in the future. If I hadn't been seeing the same thing happen 15 years while I was in the House and the Senate, then I would say let's give them the benefit of the doubt. But there is no doubt in my mind they're not going to stop spending unless the people of this country force them to. And this debt is going to hurt us, and it's going to hurt future generations. Unfortunately, the people who are voting for the political figures who support this debt are going to be the ones who are paying for it, and that's the young millennials, who are probably the most ripped-off generation in history because they get to pay for Obamacare, my Social Security and Medicare, all the debt we've run up during my lifetime. Unfortunately, they won't figure it out until it's too late. But what we're trying to do, Greg, is if we're not Republican or Democrat at Heritage, we're just focusing on the right ideas, and we're trying to get the country to move towards the ideas such as this decentralization that I write about in the book and more competition between the states. And if we can start the parade in that direction, I think the politics will follow. So we're not going to spend so much time criticizing or beating Republicans over the head. I think if they see the country moving in the right direction, hopefully both parties might follow.
Just this week, we've heard a couple of different Republicans, including Rand Paul, certainly a Tea Party favorite, suggest that now that hundreds of thousands, perhaps most likely millions of Americans are getting their health coverage through the federal exchanges or even the state exchanges, that actually repealing Obamacare is probably not going to happen, and it'll have to be done through major reforms through the existing structure. Others are appalled that Kathy McMorris Rodgers and Senator Paul are saying those things, and they say it can still be done in a responsible way. What do you make of where we stand right now and whether that's feasible?
I'm appalled as well. I mean, we cannot have socialized medicine in our country. It hurts too many people. It's already hurting people. It's going to hurt our whole healthcare system. We know it doesn't work. All you have to do is look at Canada, Britain, and we can see where this is headed. Only worse in this country because we've got a lot more people and a lot more debt to start with. You're never going to throw people off a plan that they're on like this president's doing, but it would be relatively easy at this point to pass a repeal, to give states flexibility, to allow the subsidies on the plans that people are already on to phase out over a period of years or be replaced with something at the state level. There are a lot of things we can do to replace and repeal this with something that actually improves our health care system rather than destroys it.
Another issue I know that Heritage has been deeply involved with is the immigration debate. And just a couple of months ago, we saw the Speaker of the House say that while he would like to move forward on immigration reform, his party simply doesn't trust the president to enforce the entirety of a law, namely border security measures. They say the way he's kind of unilaterally enforced the health care law shows that he can't be trusted to enforce the law as it is written. Now it seems as though that they are planning a vote sometime this summer. And, of course, last week the speaker had less than charitable things to say about those who didn't want to go in that direction inside his own party. What do you make of this divide inside the GOP right now?
Well, it's another thing that's deeply disturbing. Why would a party that believes in limited government be looking at amnesty as a priority at a time when we need to fix our tax code, we need to figure out how to reduce spending, we need to fix Social Security and Medicare so that they're there for future generations? Yet those are the big issues. Yet the president is talking about, okay, how do we manage what businesses pay their employees? You're fabricating wars on women and other things, and we've got Republicans who are caving to corporate pressure on things like the XM Bank, big corporate welfare boondoggle, as well as the whole amnesty bill is something doing corporate America's bidding. That's what frustrates us about politics, and I don't think America is interested in that any longer. I think you're going to see a sea change in this election. And we want to be a part of helping people understand what are the right policies right now where our country is. Certainly not what they're talking about, either set of leadership in Washington right now.
We're talking with former South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint. The book is Falling in Love with America again. And, sir, one issue that we touched on in the first part of our interview was the strength or the need for the strength of the American family. Right now inside the GOP, in terms of the definition of marriage debate, obviously there's been a slew of judicial decisions recently that have been in favor of same-sex marriage. Different state Republican parties have taken traditional marriage out of their platform. When it came before the Supreme Court, there weren't a lot of Republican officials who stood up publicly for traditional marriage, although it's still in the national party platform. Heritage is a very unabashedly pro-traditional marriage organization. Where do you see the debate heading inside the party right now, and what is the significance of it if the GOP does not continue to defend traditional marriage?
Well, there's no question, as we pointed out before, that the best environment to raise children is when there's a mom and dad in the home, and all the statistics show that. So this is not about people's rights or marriage equality. This is about the best environment to raise children. The federal government has never regulated marriage before or defined it. It's something that's come from civil society. Our churches and states have regulated marriage in order to protect it. And that's where we need to leave it. I would hope every state would recognize the importance of traditional marriage. But if not, let the states decide, and let states who want to protect the centuries-old, millennial-old definition of marriage, let those states protect it. And no one in Washington should be deciding that for everybody in the country. So deciding something like that in Washington is a huge mistake. It's going to divide our country. Let's let the people of the states decide, and let the federal government support wherever the states want to go on that.
Last question. Obviously, some in the party believe that given the poll numbers among millennials, that's a direction that they have to trend. Others say if you go in that direction, you're going to lose the millions of established voters who generally vote conservative because of their traditional American biblical values. So how do you bridge that divide?
Well, I think it's up to us to learn how to connect and communicate, not only with millennials, but people who don't necessarily vote our way in elections. And I've talked to thousands of people over the last year who don't generally vote for Republicans or conservative, but they generally agree with our ideas. And if you sit down and have a conversation with the college students, many times they'll disagree with you, but they'll agree with the ideas. No one in Washington should decide that for everyone. So the idea of individual freedom and federalism and states deciding for themselves is something that's appealing to a lot of people, whether you're talking about education, health care, the definition of marriage, or other cultural issues. The best way to keep the country united is let more people have freedom to make those decisions themselves instead of making a decision in Washington that affects so many people and it divides folks on both sides. We need to stop deciding things in Washington when the country is divided about that idea.
Senator, you've been extremely generous with your time today. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us. Best of luck with the book.
Thank you, Greg.
Senator Jim DeMint, former senator from South Carolina, current president and CEO at the Heritage Foundation. The book, Falling in Love with America Again. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.